This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The United Kingdom will formally leave the European Union this Friday. That's tomorrow. But could Scotland leave the UK as a result? Many in Scotland, one of the four countries that make up the UK, are very unhappy about Brexit. And Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, sees that as a golden opportunity to push her campaign for independence. From our European desk in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Nicola Sturgeon's party made big gains in the UK's recent general election, and that, she said, reinforced her call for another vote on Scottish independence.
Scotland has sent a very clear message. We don't want to leave the European Union, and we want Scotland's future to be in Scotland's hands.
Some 80,000 Scots joined this pro-independence rally in Glasgow earlier this month. Organiser Andrew Wilson says that even without the turmoil Brexit will surely bring, his country would be better off economically outside the UK.
Scotland outperforms the UK average on exports, balance of trade, GDP per person, demonstrating that we will prosper in an independent Scotland.
But pro-UK campaigner Pamela Nash says Scotland is safer as part of the $2 trillion UK economy, of which it forms just 8%. Independence, she says, would be a disaster.
In fact, there was one study that showed that Scottish independence would be 8 times as costly to Scotland's economy than the worst-case Brexit.
Scotland exports 3 times more to the rest of the UK than it does to the EU. It doesn't make any sense, she says, to separate from the UK and then rejoin the bloc.
Why would we put a border, any sort of barrier up against our greatest trading partner?
And businessman David Sand says one of those barriers would be the new currency that Scotland would eventually have to adopt.
If the vast majority of your exports are with the rest of the UK, having a separate currency makes things more difficult and certainly more expensive.
Scottish nationalist Andrew Wilson claims these objections overlook Scotland's illustrious past.
We have centuries of demonstrating that we are able to trade and innovate and to build businesses. I have no doubt that we have the ability to prosper as an independent nation.
50% of Scots, according to the polls, agree with him. If Brexit is a mess, that level of support for independence could rise. At the European desk, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.